All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Try and keep up. The story's a little complicated. It's a little messy. It requires a little bit of thinking, okay? It's the Get Up Crew. It's Hot 96.9. Number one for throwbacks and the best new hip-hop and R&B. So, Melissa has a friend who hit her up because he wanted our help. And
he was thinking more like second date update type thing.
Yeah, except
you
need to do a first date in order for there to be a second date update. So.
Right. I said I could help, but let's take a different.
Yeah.
You know, a different way at looking at this.
Yeah. So we spoke to this gentleman. We called him. What do we call him? Mike?
Yes.
And so this is how the phone call with Mike went. But there's an update after you hear this. All right, so here we go.
So Mike's situation's a little interesting, and he asked me if I would help him out because he's trying to find someone. He was dating a girl a little while back, and one of the things that they wanted to do one night was go to a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to a strip club, and he ended up getting a lap dance from a woman.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Let's just say he ended up getting a connection with this woman.
Oh, my God.
No, Romero, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking.
I'm thinking what everybody's thinking.
I know.
So you're on a date with another girl, and you fall in love with a stripper while getting a lap dance.
So basically, when we came in, they invited her to sit at the table with us. We got her to sit at the table with us. We began to talk, all three of us, and she was telling us she lived near the area and how she's a mom and how she was happy for us and that maybe we could. We ended up talking like maybe we could be friends. Sorry, here we go. We could be friends and hang out sometime. She was a mom, but she did say she's like, I'm dating, but you know I can't find the right guy. I almost found the right guy, but I had to block him because he said something stupid, and I'm on this dating app. And I said, well, try these other dating apps. And she was like, okay. So then my person that I was with said, go ahead and get your lap dance. I got a lap dance and we began to talk, and she was like explaining some stuff, and she
while she was grinding on you.
Well, yeah. She's like, you know, don't let them upsell you. And, you know, if we go up to the champagne room, you know, don't do this. And like, she was like looking out for me, so to speak.
Right.
And so in the middle of the champagne room, the girl I came with starts blowing up my phone. No, first, she's the one that said, go ahead and go. But she was like, I have to go to the bathroom, blah, blah, blah. Come down here. You left me all alone. I'm getting $5 drinks. And I'm, you know, they're so disrespectful. And then the girl. Who I was with, the dancer, she had given me a number. She's like, oh, we can all hang out and be friends and all this stuff.
So
and
then she gave like, oh. you her number?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then chose her number by calling it. And,
all right, so let's fast forward. So to try to make this as short as possible. So of course, you and the girl that you went to the club are no longer together, correct?
That's right.
And now you are trying to get in touch with the dancer.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I reached out on the dating app that she said she was on. I found her, but I think I probably confused her. She's probably like, why is this dude that had a girl coming and trying to reach me on the dating app?
So okay, she didn't respond. And then did you try to call her or text her on her number?
So after the girl I was with and I left, she texted me. She's like, oh, I don't think it's going to work. I don't want to break up your happy relationship, and I know it's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm trying to break up with this girl already anyway before we got here. I'm just trying to get my stuff out of her house.
What is your end game here? Like, are you trying to just get a date with her? Are you Like, what's...
I'd love a date. You know, to see if we can build on anything that started with the connection. She was probably being confused and being respectful. Because,
Yeah, so he wants a date with a girl that he met at the strip club when he was on a date with another girl.
Yes.
Like, he fell for it. He fell for it.
I have so many theories as to what happened here.
If he went to a car dealer, every used car dealer is salivating, going like, "Tell me this guy's information right now, because I'm going to sell him the biggest ish box there is."
Like, I don't know. My first theory is that it's a burner phone. Like, it's some sort of like conspiracy with the strip club that it's a phone that they give out to make guys think that, you know, oh, I really do care about you. Here's my number. And it's really just a phone. I don't know. That was my first theory.
Either way, it's a lie. And he fell for it.
Listen, I'm trying to be the hopeless romantic here and think that there could possibly be something. I know I'm being naive.
Well, you were trying to be the hopeless romantic because we actually called the girl.
Yes.
Left her a voicemail.
Yes.
Melissa left her the voicemail.
Left her a voicemail. And I have an update for you guys.
Yeah, and there's an update because not only did Melissa send her, leave her voicemail for the girl, but the guy followed up with another text.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so that update.
We did get a response.
And got a response from the girl.
Yep.
Huge update. You're going to have to wait until Lil Nas X is done dancing naked in prison. And then we'll tell you what happened. Every now and then with your friends, you got to chat it up about a situation in your life, a dilemma. And we love doing that with you. Like, we just had a friend of Melissa's, we'll call him Mike, who was on a date with a girl. And she said, "Let's go to the strip club." And he was like, "All right, cool." And he went there. And
fell in love with the stripper?
Fell in love with a stripper.
Stop doing that!
She was really nice. Like, we bonded. She told me about her personal life. No way! They do that?
Listen. When he was telling me the story, I definitely was having all those feelings you're feeling and everyone else is feeling. Like, I was like, oh my God, you fell for it.
What is this you're doing? Yeah. What have you done? Do you know what you just did? Yeah. I'll tell you what you just did. You just made the mistake of a lifetime.
How much did you spend in the lap dance room?
1 million.
Stop it.
4 million.
Damn. And you know, I tried telling him, I'm like, listen, I have friends that are dancers. This is what they do. They try to prey on people like you who might have some money and might be a little naive just to get you to spend more money. Like, have you ever seen Hustlers? I mean, it's really kind of simple. But the other side of me, which is the person who always wants people to find love.
Melissa loves love to the point where she'll create love in a non-love situation.
Yeah, I'm definitely...
toxic.
I'm the hopeless romantic, for sure. And I was like, you know what? Maybe there was a connection. And maybe if we can just find this girl, maybe they can have a date and see what happens.
Yeah.
But
that sounds amazing.
But he kept calling. And she...
He called once.
Wait, didn't he say he called more than once or was texting her more than once?
Texted.
It was more.
I think he said they texted. They had a text exchange.
Yeah.
And then she said something like, "I don't want to be disrespectful to your relationship."
Right. And he still didn't.
So,
he still didn't get the hint. That was her saying, "Leave me alone. I was just being nice to get money out of you." And he was like, "Wow, she's so nice. We're definitely meant to be. She doesn't want to be disrespectful." So he wanted her to know that he wasn't with that girl anymore.
So
Melissa left her a voicemail.
We called her.
Because that's not weird.
Right. Yeah, I know. It was a little strange.
Hey, here's the way to get a girl. Have a stranger call, leave her voicemail.
Listen, we do it every day. 610, 710, and 810, and 910. I mean, it happens.
That's different.
It's very rare, but it happens. So we did call. I called, left a message. And I said, listen, I'm going to leave a message for you. Let's wait. And then maybe tonight, tomorrow, maybe send her a text and say, you know, hey, you know, just so you know, that was a friend of mine where she was trying to, like, you know, reconnect us, whatever, whatever. So I left the voicemail on Friday. Okay. Yeah. Sunday night, today is Tuesday. Sunday night, he texted her. Do you want to hear what the text said?
Please.
Okay.
Please.
He wrote, "Hey, Happy New Year. I always regretted that we never got to talk after meeting. You seemed to have a very good heart and left an amazing impression. I was telling my good friend Melissa about my experience, and she decided it might be a good idea for her and her coworkers," she's on the Get Up crew on Hot 96.9, "to call you."
Name dropping.
Now, you had to, like, preface that, because otherwise it would be weird.
Yeah.
"They love to connect people who've lost touch. I am totally single and getting ready to host a party that I'd love you to attend. I wanted to at least give it a shot, but if I never hear from you, I'll take that as a no, and I surely and respectfully won't bother you again. In any case, whatever you decide, I wish you all the best."
What was her response,
Melissa?
Do you
want to know what the response was?
Please.
She did respond.
Absolutely.
It was, "Who's this?"
Saying is,
oh my God,
he went from a girlfriend and the one to nothing.
Listen,
well, at least he shot his shot, you know.
Yeah. Pebbles, that's exactly. I mean, right. This was always my thing for him.
And it bounced and ricocheted off the wall.
No, listen,
yep, hit him right in the chest.
My thing is always
hit him more like in
these nuts.
Okay, listen. I personally would. I never want to go through life wondering what if.
Right.
And this is what I said to him. You're always going to be wondering, what if I had just tried?
Yeah.
What if I had just done it? So, you know what? There's no harm, no foul. You try, she doesn't respond, or she says, "Who's this?" And you leave it alone.
Yeah,
now good. You leave it alone.
Now you know, well, for sure.
Is he leaving it alone?
Yes.
Or is he
really?
Still like.
No, he's
in his head.
Because I wanted him to at least follow up and say, "Wait, is this so and so?" And I believe her dancer name is Eve.
Wow, what a shocker! Let me guess, she has a daughter named Sky or Diamond.
I don't know, but I even asked. I'm like, "Did you even want to say?" Because I'm telling you,
Eve.
this is a burner phone. I don't know. I'm like, and maybe at least ask if it's her. But then no, he's like, "Nope, I dead set." He's like, "I'm done. This is whatever. That's the sign I needed."
Does he want to really cement it? Tell him to go to the strip club this weekend.
No.
And go up to her and have her literally not recognize him, but hit him with the same spiel she did 2 weeks ago.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro, and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis is Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.